This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha anna Muhammadan رسولullah. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد عباد الله All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم His family, his companions, and his followers until the day of judgment. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship, and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his last and final messenger. An-Nabiyyu sallallahu alaihi wasallam once was making tawaf around Al-Kaaba, and the people of Quraysh gathered. Watching him sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And among them, Amr ibn al-As and his son reported, he was very young at that time, reported the incident. Watching his uncles, the elder among his community, what did he say, what did he think of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So they said, we have never ever tolerated a person, a man, before in our village, in our city, the way we tolerated this man. مَا صَبَرْنَا عَلَىٰ رَجُلٍ قَطْ سَفَّهَ أَحْلَامَنَا وَشَتَمَ آبَاءَنَا وَعَابَ دِينَنَا وَفَرَّقَ جَمَاعَتَنَا وَسَبَّ آلِهَتَنَا حَتَّى صِرْنَا إِلَىٰ أَمْرٍ عَظِيمٍ This man have mocked our religion, have insulted our forefathers. This man have said things which is so insulting and caused great deal of disturbing in our society, in our community. So while they're saying this, and they see the Prophet ﷺ just walking by them, so they start throwing words on the Prophet ﷺ, making fun of Allah, making fun of his message, making fun of the Quran. One time, two times, three times. Then they were like mocking the Prophet ﷺ and threatening the Prophet ﷺ. So the Prophet ﷺ, in the third time, he stopped and he looked at the people of Quraysh. And he said, Ya ma'shara Quraysh, O people of Quraysh, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ, I swear by the one who's my soul in his hand, لَقَدْ جِئْتُكُمْ بِالذَّبْحِ, if you don't stop what I have for you, the news for you, that you will be slaughtered. You will end up dead if you don't stop doing what you're doing. If you don't stop saying what you're saying. If you don't stop what you, basically the behavior that you have. And that's exactly what happened, because it ended up a battles between the Muslim later on and those people who insisted in fighting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and everyone in that gathering ended up dead in that battle, the battle of Badr. So an-Nabiyyu sallallahu alaihi wasallam aware and knows that that's what will lead them to. An-Nabiyyu sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, even though at that time he doesn't have any power. He was, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, among only few of his companions, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That doesn't affect. It's not related. So Abdullah ibn Amr al-As said, when the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said that, everyone among the people of Quraysh remained silent. It was like basically stunned by what the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said. Next day, the Prophet ﷺ again making tawaf around al-Kaaba. But this day, they did not only keep mocking him and throwing words on him. When the Prophet ﷺ came, all of them jumped on the Prophet ﷺ, telling him, we'll show you who will kill who. Then they start beating the Prophet ﷺ so hard, to the extent that Abdullah ibn Amr said, I saw one of them grabbing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from his robe back to the back, and another one beating him from the front, jumping over him, until Abu Bakr as-Siddiq came pushing them away while he's crying and saying, ataqtuluna rajulan ay yaqula rabbi Allah, are you killing a man who only saying Allah is my Lord? Then they left the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam alone. Abdullah ibn Amr al-As said, this is the worst I have seen Quraysh ever done to the Prophet ﷺ. Definitely they have done more, but that's what Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As have witnessed. This mocking, this beating, this humiliation did not stop the Prophet ﷺ from coming out the second day and the third day, and continued sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to deliver his message. Jabir radiallahu anh said, the people of Quraysh gathered one day. Then they said, who among you knows more about magic and those fortune tellers and those who people who have the spoken words? You know, because that's what they thought Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is. Someone who knows how to speak well, or just a magician, or a person who tells about the future. Then he said, this man have caused great deal of disturbing to our community. Have said things that insulted our religion, insulted us. So let's have someone go talk to him. So they said, we couldn't find anyone better than Utbah ibn Rabi'ah. Then they said, Ya Abul Walid, Utbah, you go talk to him. قال أما والله ما رأينا سخطه أشأم على قومك منك. فرقت قال له, Utbah told the Prophet ﷺ, we have not seen anyone brought bad luck to his people like you. You have basically divided us. You have caused a great deal of disturbing. You have said things which is not appropriate about our religion. You have exposed us. You have shamed us among all the Arabs. Your own people, your own tribe, became a mock among all other tribes in Arabia. They keep saying, in Quraysh, a magician. In Quraysh, a kahin, a fortune teller. In Quraysh, a person who's insane, going mad. Then he said, you man, and I'm saying how he's speaking to the Prophet ﷺ, just quoting what he said. قَالَ أَيُّهَا الرَّجُلُ, you man, even though he knows his name, they are related to each other, but you see the way he's speaking to the Prophet ﷺ. He said, you man, أَيُّهَا الرَّجُلُ, If you need money, we will make you the richest person in our community. If you want a woman, we will marry you to the most beautiful woman in our society. If you want sawad, if you want to be famous and respected and powerful, we will promise you, لَا نَقْطَعُ أَمْرًا دُونَكَ. We will not make a decision without your permission. And if you want more than that, to be a king, which is Arab, never had kings, we will agree to make you the king of Mecca. Then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قَالَ أَفَرَغْتَ يَا أَبَا الْوَلِيدِ. Are you done, يَا أَبَا الْوَلِيدِ? He said, yes. What do you have, يَا مُحَمَّدِ? Then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حميم تنزيل من الرحمن الرحيم كتاب فصلت آياته قرآنا عربيا لقوم يعلمون بشيرا ونذيرا فأعرض أكثرهم فهم لا يسمعون وقالوا قلوبنا في أكنة مما تدعونا إليه وفي آذاننا وقر ومن بيننا وبينك حجاب فَاعْمَلْ إِنَّنَا عَامِلُونَ قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ فَاسْتَقِيمُوا إِلَيْهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ وويل للمشركين الذين لا يؤتون الزكاة وهم بالآخرة هم كافرون إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم أجر غير ممنون قل أئنكم لتكفرون بالذي خلق الأرض في يومين وتجعلون له أندادا ذلك رب العالمين وجعل فيها رواسي من فوقها وبارك فيها وقدر فيها أقواتها في أربعة أيام سواء للسائلين ثم استوى إلى السماء وهي دخان فقال لها وللأرض ائتيا طوعا أو كرها قالتا أتينا طائعين فقضاهن سبع سماوات في يومين وأوحى في كل سماء أمرها وزينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وحفظا ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم فإن أعرضوا فقل أنذرتكم صاعقة مثل صاعقة عاد وثمود. That's 13 verses from the beginning of Surah As-Saffat. Start with Hameen. This is a revelation from the eternally merciful. تنزيل العزيز تنزيل من حاميم تنزيل من الرحمن الرحيم. The most merciful. A book whose verses have been detailed. An Arabic Quran for a people who know. So don't claim that this is poetry. You know what's poetry. This is not a poetry. This is not a speak of a magician or a person who's insane. As a giver of good tidings and warner, but most of them turn away, so they don't hear. And they say, our hearts are within coverings from that to which you invite us. And in our ears is deafness. And between us and you is a partition. So work indeed we are working. Say, O Muhammad, I'm only a man like you, to whom it has been revealed that your God is but one God. So take a straight course to him and seek his forgiveness. And owe to those who associate other with Allah, those who do not give zakat, and in the hereafter they are disbelievers. Indeed, those who believe and do righteous deed, for them is a reward uninterrupted. So do you indeed disbelieve in He who created the earth in 2 days, and attribute to Him equals, that is the Lord of the worlds, and He placed on the earth firmly set mountains over its surface, and He blessed it, and determined therein its creatures, sustenance, in 4 days without distinguishing, for the of those who seek. Then He decreed Himself to the heavens while it was smoke, and said to it and to earth, come into begin into being willingly or by compulsion. They said, we have come willingly, our Lord. And He completed them as 7 heavens within 2 days, and inspired in each heaven its command. And we adorned the nearest heaven with lamps, which is the stars, and as a protection, that is the determination of the exalted in might, the knowing. But if they turn away, then say, I have warned you of a thunderbolt, like the thunderbolt that struck Ad and Thamud, the people before you. And that's how the Prophet ﷺ answered him. Utbah said, that's it, don't read anymore. That's all what you have for me? He said, that's all what I have for you. That's my answer. Again, At-Tabari reported that Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira and Al-As ibn Wa'il and Al-Aswad ibn al-Muttalib and Umayyah ibn Khalaf, these are the leaders of Quraysh, came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they said, ya Muhammad, let's make a deal. Let's make you worship, we worship your God, your Lord, 1 year, and you worship ours 1 year. How's that? How if we all both agree that we worship the gods of each other? We recognize that each of us correct, that our religion is correct, and your religion is correct. And he said, if we have any good in our religion, you're sharing it. And if you have any good in your religion, we're sharing it with you. What a logic. And if in the next life or later on that's come to be the truth, our religion, and your falsehood, you're safe. And the same thing for us. Then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited for them a verse that Allah revealed at that point.
قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ وَلَا أَنَا عَابِدٌ مَا عَبَدْتُمْ.
The whole entire surah. Say, O disbelievers, I don't worship what you worship, nor you are worshippers of what I worship, nor will I be a worshipper of what you worship, nor will you be worshippers of what I worship. For you is your religion, and for me is my religion. Again, they came to the Prophet ﷺ and they said, ya Muhammad, we don't want you to worship our religion or our gods. We will compromise with you. They said, ya Muhammad, what we want from you is to just show a gesture of acceptance. Don't worship our gods. Just shows a gesture of acceptance. They ask him, beg him, that's only what it takes. You go to our idols and wipe over them. تَمَسَّ أَلِهَتَنَا. You just wipe over it, touch it. Just that's it, all what we want from you. And We want one more thing. You just wait 1 year. Don't speak about our religion. Don't speak about what we believe. Don't speak about theology. Don't speak about all this belief thing for 1 year. And just ignore this for 1 year. Leave what you have for 1 year. Let things come down. Then after a year, we revisit this whole thing. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam thought about it. Maybe this is something can be dealt with, can be compromised. And Allah revealed to him verses, La ilaha illallah.
وَإِن كَادُوا لَيَفْتِنُونَكَ عَنِ الَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ لِتَفْتَرِيَ عَلَيْنَا غَيْرَهُ وَإِذًا لَاتَّخَذُوكَ خَلِيلًا ولولا أن ثبتناك لقد كدت تركن إليهم شيئا قليلا إذا لأذقناك ضعف الحياة وضعف الممات ثم لا تجد لك علينا نصيرا.
In Surah Al-Isra, and indeed they were about to tempt you away from which we reveal to you, Ya Muhammad, in order to make you a friend, so they will take you as a friend and a close friend. So to invite you to say something else than what we have revealed to you. And if you have done that, they would have taken you as a close friend, a close ally. And if we had not strengthened you, you would have almost inclined to them a little. And then if you had, we would have made you taste double punishment in life and double after death. Then you would not find for yourself against us any helper. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu commented, he said, the Prophet ﷺ never revel inclined. In Nabi ﷺ never agreed. He was infallible. This verse is to show the believers after Muhammad ﷺ how to deal in such cases. Do you guys know that one of his biggest supporters in the beginning of his da'wah was his uncle Abu Lahab? A lot of people don't know that. Abu Lahab in the beginning of Islam was supporter of the Prophet ﷺ because this is his nephew. Do you know how he lost the support of Abu Lahab? They couldn't touch Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam after his uncle Abu Talib died, because Abu Lahab said, I'm now his uncle, I'm responsible for him, nobody allowed to touch him. And he was so firm in defending the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Uqbah ibn Abi Mu'ayt said, come ya Abu Jahl, come ya Abu Lahab, come Abu Lahab, and let's talk to your nephew. Then he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where is your father now? Where did he go after death? Where is your grandfather now? Where is Abdul Muttalib? So now this is Abu Lahab's brother and father. He said, where are they? They said, the Prophet ﷺ did give a diplomatic answer. He said, they are with their people. قَالَ هُمْ مَعَ قَوْمِهِمْ. Then Uqba said, no, no, no. Tell me where they are and their people. The Prophet ﷺ said, in hellfire. Abu Lahab said, my father, my brother, wallahi, I will never defend you ever again. And my animosity declared against you until the rest of my life. That's how he lost him. A tribe of Bani Sa'sa'a came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and they said, Ya Muhammad, we have enough soldier, enough money, enough followers, enough influence in Arabia to give you full protection. Full protection, 100%. Your religion will be spread all over the world. But we have one condition. Then he said, what is it? They said, أَنْ يَكُونَ الْأَمْرُ لَنَا مِنْ بَعْدِكَ. You appointed us to be ruler over every believer. You make it a condition that after you die, we became the rulers, the kings. They saw the potential of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's da'wah. But they thought it's a political movement. It's not. It's a belief. It's a faith. They want to make money out of this da'wah. They want to make a position, a fame, a name for themselves. Then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-amru lillah yada'uhu haythu yasha'. The leaders belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will appoint and choose and guide whomever to lead after me. It's not something I have in my hand. My brothers and sisters, principles, beliefs, are not something just exist in the books or in the heart and the mind of people. It is something alive, have to be seen, have to be witnessed, have to be demonstrated. And if you really want to know the value of your principles and faith that you claim that you have, see how much you're willing to sacrifice for these principles and these beliefs that you have in your heart. It's so cheap, it's so easy to say, I have these principles, but how much you're willing to steadfast? How much you're willing to hold into them? How much you're willing not to bend, not to compromise these principles, not to leave them under whatever pressure? I'm saying this because we're living in a time where principles became very cheap to be sold out for a cheap price. Very easy to give up your principles. We today live in a time where many people even live and die and they have nothing to live for. They have no really true principles in life. They have nothing that is standardized in life, in their life. Nothing that they really believe in and they're willing to, whatever it takes, you know what, I'm going to hold into this. They're willing to give up everything so easily. The thing that they lived all their life knows that this is the haq, this is the truth, this is the ultimate right. It has become controversial. It became, you know, negotiable. Something you're willing to negotiate. And you're willing to discount. And you're willing to change. Today, unfortunately, we live in a time when there is so much pressure on people not to have principles in life. And to make everything in life relevant. Everything in life can be questioned. Everything of life, it's changeable. For money, for desire, for fame, under the media pressure, under the pressure of government, and so forth. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to hold into our principles that we believe in until we die. أَقُولُ مَا سَمِعْتُمْ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وبعد. My brothers and sisters, I am calling for firmness, but without hardness or harshness. Steadfastness without dogmatism. Love without weakness. There's a difference between these two things. I think one of the problems today that a lot of people don't have clear principles. We don't teach and focus on principles anymore in our da'wah, in our masajid, in our social media, in our discussions. We became so distracted with the branches, if I may say, with the small little things here and there. That's the thing that we're very fascinated with today. Quick example before I end up. One is beautiful example. A brother yesterday was telling me, even though I love the point that he mentioned about Surah Al-Qadr, you know, Surah Al-Qadr, that it is, you know, has 114 words, and it has 30 words, 114 letters, you know, that's the number of the surahs, and 30 juz, and the word Al-Qadr,
ننزل في ليلة القدر. القدر comes in the basically in the 27th. So all this like to come, you know. And he said, "What do you think of the scholar who was thinking of that?" I said, "يعني فاضي عنده وقت. He have too much time in his hand." Yeah, it is so unique. I agree, but that's, you know, sometimes we became so fascinated with stuff like that, especially over the social media, and we leave the whole entire principle, concept behind it. Another person showed me all this dua that in social media made up stories, made up ahadith for people to be spreading it around. But the true principles are not anymore exist. When people have doubt that, you know, al-Jannah can be entered by the disbelievers, by people who don't believe in Allah and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, today, what principles left? When you doubt your own religion, that, you know what, it could be this or that, it's okay. Yeah, and I'm not going to go into details because of the time, but what I'm saying is we need to go back and focus on the principles so we have real principles to hold into them. Be very careful not to make your own culture practices or your own opinions principles that you're not willing to compromise on them. Because that's another problem. Dogmatism is another problem that I don't want to have. And also, I want to say, don't ever be arrogant if you're among those who still hold into principles. But I can't emphasize enough on the importance of us as a community to start revival. I'm seeing a very clear signs that coming ahead of us as a Muslim community, as a community in general, even non-Muslim, that people, kids and young generation have no principles anymore. There is no principles and rules in the house. There is no principle and rules in the way we deal with each other's. These principles that my generation, generation before me used to have, look at the young generation, they have another principles. They have no principles most of the time. And that's so dangerous. It could become, if you don't have something to stand for, you fall for anything. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect all of us. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us guidance in this life and the hereafter. And I hope to touch upon this, inshallah, later in other lectures and talk. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا وأكرم نزلنا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى وآت نفوسنا تقواها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها مولاها وصل اللهم وسلم على نبينا محمد وقوموا للصلاة يرحمكم.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
It's working. استوى تليل. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله quick announcement tonight inshallah on Friday we have a very special event Three families will be competing with each other after Taraweeh. So it's going to be a fun night. Please join us. Also, alhamdulillah, since we opened the masjid, as you see, our construction is finished. Not 100% finished. We still have a few things to go. But Sheikh Ibrahim Jazallah Khair have put this together to give you an idea what's our fundraising for 2017 should look like. So the masjid, since we started the constructions, debt from the previous, from the parking lot time, and this one, so we have about $340,000 in debt. There is $100,000 we got as a loan from Al Farooq Center, for example, just to boost our construction to this place so we can pray here, plus the $240,000 from last year. We paid about $200,000 last year, alhamdulillah, in Ramadan. So you talk about $340,000 in debt. And we talk about it around $200,000 in estimation. Usually we collect $150,000 for the masjid, but we estimated this year is going to be at $200,000. And for reasons, I want to say that, inshallah, my intention after Ramadan to actively hire at least a part-time a youth director. We used to have a youth director here before. And I can see how much our kids, our youth, suffered a lot since he left our community. Many parents have talked to me. I can tell you, I have seen the impact of it. Not coming to the masjid, I can see and feel that. And everyone on the team feel that way. So this is something in the top of my priority. When I gave up that position 2 years ago or 3 years ago,
It's because I know the expenses of the masjid. And I need the foundation, the infrastructure. But I always believed, and I will always continue to believe, that investing in human resource and human being way more important than investing in building. What's the point from this building if we don't have those who will fill it up? And I am committed to that. As well, I'm committed this year, inshallah ta'ala, is to hire also a part-time, an assistant, a female imam, which is a sister or a learned female scholar or a student of knowledge to be an assistant to me to deal with a lot of things related to our sister. The huge amount of sister comes here. They need a lot of work, a lot of attention. For me, I do my best, but still, I will have a limited role versus someone who is also learned it and well trained to deal with a lot of the challenges our community have. I'm willing and committed to invest in so many resources in our community, inshallah ta'ala, to make this a community a role model for all Houston, not only for Muslim community, but for Houston and hopefully for the nation as well. I'm not going to go into how much you're going to raise, but I would love, as every year, every week, we have a target. So inshallah, I hope between today and iftar time, I don't know if you come to iftar or not, but if you're not, please make sure that we meet our first goal. And my first goal is to achieve $100,000 this week, inshallah ta'ala. So that will be my goal of today, between after Jumu'ah and after Taraweeh. I've been doing this several years now. First Jumu'ah, I don't ask how much you want to raise. I always want to see, if I leave it to you, what I get. Usually I don't get much, but hopefully this year will be different, because I'm going to get you, inshallah, anyway. Let's make it us. Maybe we can reach 100,000 without even asking someone. I just want to put you in the picture. This place or this work, it doesn't come cheap. It doesn't come for free. And I'm telling you, I don't have a Saudi government pay for this or an Egyptian government pay for this, nor Trump pay for this. Okay? Nobody pay for that. It's only us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose us to take this responsibility. So you know the size of what we need to go to achieve. It's about $440,000 this Ramadan. So please be very generous. I ask you, if you donated, look at the best donation you ever made for the masjid. If you ever did 20,000, 30,000, maybe once in your life to the masjid, please do it this year again. And I promise you, inshallah, hopefully, if we cover all our expenses, as we go on, you know, it will be way less stress for us when it comes to funds in the future. So, can you raise your hand? Those who have pledge forms. People have pledge forms. Can you raise your hand? Or look around you, the closest one. Anybody in this area has a pledge form? Amen. Amen. Can you go? No, the one who has the pledge form, raise your hand. Hey, so you guys look around you. You see them. They have the pledge form. They will be in the back. Reach out to them. Fill your pledges. And I will see how much we're going to collect this way. Sister as well. There is sisters back there. Raise your hand if you have the pledge form. So let's see how much we're going to collect without mentioning any numbers. And I will let you know after Taraweeh, inshallah. Thank you very much.